Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, look who they let back in the building. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It's a Saturday morning, June the 7th. Good morning, Giga!
Morning!
And a good morning all y'all up in Woodstock.
All right now.
Woodstock, Georgia. How are you?
Shout out to the folks up in Cherokee County. Nice day outside.
Man, we got no rain. It's beautiful outside.
Well, not
outside.
Yet. It's on the way.
Well, we got, ain't it's got nothing now.
We do to get some later on today. It's going to get boiling hot, though. I mean, we hit 90 yesterday.
Really?
And we're supposed to be right back in the same place again today.
Okay.
You see that? You know, we've been wondering when it's going to get here. It's here.
I've been in a little cooler environment this last week.
Okay.
It was a little cooler.
A little bit?
A little cooler. A little breeze off the lake.
Okay.
Which I got to see. Man. Anyway, just thank you again for letting us be a part of your Saturday morning.
We're here till noon.
Yes, we are. Yeah, I was going to say, I hope we are. 8 till noon. We'll be this way again next week. And we got some days coming up in June here. 19th, we'll be on.
Yep.
Right after that, obviously, 4th of July, we'll be out there. We'll be out there for the road race. So, man, how you doing? I'm invigorated.
Are you?
I'm back.
Yeah.
Took a nice little drive up north, and
it's something about getting your feet on the native soil that sometimes that can.
I had a pilgrimage.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
I had a pilgrimage.
That's okay.
Let some weight off of me mentally, and I put some on physically because I ain't getting me some Chicago pizza.
Nice.
But yeah, man, and we'll get to that in my story of the week. I have an incredible story of the week to tell you. But how was your week?
Okay. It's just a lot of stuff, you know, happening and getting ready for today and whatnot. But obviously, a lot of events taking place around the area. I had a good week. I'm going to show you some of the pictures I get, and I shared it on my social media. Went to something called a scoreboard summer camp. Shout out to the folks up at Fometco. These are people who make the scoreboards that are at a lot of stadiums, professional stadiums, college stadiums, things that can do all the tricks, make it look like you're watching your TV at home. Along, you do a lot more. I got up in front of, and so it's for high school kids who are interested in audiovisual arts and that type of thing, a game day experience, game day media, working cameras, things to watch for, audio replays, things like that we're talking about. So we got kids who are interested in that type of thing. I said, you know, when I was in high school, folks, you had that scoreboard that said things go better with Coke, and half the light bulbs were out. We're like, is that a 6 or an 8 or a 3? You weren't sure. But, I mean, the scoreboards these kids have now and the things they got to learn, it was cool. I got to be a presenter up there.
You know, when I was in high school, there was a job that everybody wanted.
What was that?
And working in a scoreboard. There was every spring, or actually every winter, you found out when the job opportunities came where you could work inside the scoreboard at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Man, I didn't know anybody that ever got that. And of course, you had to know somebody.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that was a job that I always wanted.
Yeah.
Get up in there. I never got a chance to even go up in there. I mean, I wanted it for a while, and then I just kind
of,
you know.
I'd love to see that one, and of course, the one at Fenway. You still have the ones with somebody that's back there loading numbers in and whatnot, you know. So, that'd be remarkable to see.
And apparently, they got rid of all the rats. I can't speak for Fenway, but apparently they got all the ones at Wrigley. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Listen, you want to run down who we got here today? Because, again, this 8 to 12 thing, it's a little different for us, but I think we're getting used to it. And the guests that we normally have on that are kind of used to getting up at 7:20, 8:20, you know, things like that, 6:40.
Yeah.
You know, we got them a little bit later now. So this is a week out from Father's Day, obviously, so that means an appearance by Rick Limpert.
Yep.
He's going to be joining us coming up at 10:20.
Mm-hmm.
Father's Day gifts. We have got Karen Pastena getting us set. We got a final that starts here in about an hour, right?
Yep, about an hour, 9 o'clock. They're going to have the French Open final, and she's going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour.
And Adam Alexander, he got to have gym shoes on. He could have a real nice suit on, but he got to have some gym shoes on, given where he's going to be running back and forth with today.
They're up at Michigan. They're up at Michigan this weekend, of course. He's with Prime and CW, and so that's both places where you're going to find the Cup Series race. You're going to have their practice and their qualifying on Prime. You'll jump on CW, do the Xfinity Series race, and then come back tomorrow on Prime for the Cup Series race up at Michigan.
So I'll take a breath from that.
But he's going to spend some time with us.
Yes, he is. Coming up at 8:20, actually our next segment.
In just a few minutes.
He's going to join us. And also, listen, I can't think of two better finals that I've seen in a while. Simultaneously, both of them have been compelling. You talk about the NBA Finals, game one, took place the other night, and a road win for Indiana. Next game is tomorrow night. But the two games in the NHL Finals, both going to overtimes. Got a 1-1 situation going on back to Florida. Double overtime last night. Florida gets the win. It has just been beautiful to watch. So I'm enjoying that. I think people are too. And
I tell you what else has been good too. Also, you're talking about it's super regional weekend for college baseball, and we got a new champion in softball. That was pretty intriguing.
Texas,
to watch
yeah.
Texas wins. They beat the school with the $1 million pitcher. Texas Tech has a pitcher that makes $1 million in NIL. You imagine somebody getting $1 million to play college softball.
Is that the one that couldn't throw four balls, and she was supposed to throw four balls to walk the person intentionally? Or was that on a Texas pitcher? I forgot which one. I just saw that. So one of them was supposed to walk somebody, and the batter realized, these are coming over the plate. And she and knocked in a winning run.
Yeah, you know.
So it's been, like I said, I just enjoyed watching this stuff this past week. Haven't seen much of the World Series, the baseball college baseball World Series, but like I said, enjoyed the ladies there. On the heels of the news that came down.
Mm-hmm.
Major League Baseball dipping their toe into women's softball, and they bought into that league.
Mm-hmm.
So now, here's the thing. I went home, and I've showed you footage of, I call her my niece. She's got a daughter who is that kid, who's got the drive, who's got the focus, and she plays basketball, and she plays softball. And she's just a jackrabbit. She's playing in the outfield as a sophomore. And there's a whole bunch of seniors on the team that are upset.
Whoa.
You know what I mean? When you get that special player.
Right, right.
And the thing is, she's not tall. She's just fast as you know what.
Okay.
And you know you can't teach speed.
Nope. You got it or you don't.
And watching her do what she does, I get the videos of her. But anyway, my point is that now women, girls, that are playing at this level and playing with that sort of the wind behind them where you know that they're going to make it in college and possibly the pros. She's got two options, not only in softball, but in basketball, but now in softball, where she can start making NIL money in high school next year.
Mm-hmm.
That won't affect a full ride if she gets one in college. She's going to make money in college. And then
is she in a high school NIL state?
Yeah. Well, yeah, in Illinois, I think they can.
Okay, because not all states are high school NIL.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But I believe they are in Illinois.
Okay.
But the point is that they now have a place they can land and play professionally when they get out of college. We've watched this during our lifetime. We're thinking about it. We're used to it, though, now. That wasn't the case in women's basketball. How long ago? It's fairly new. Now in softball, and how many other entities are going to do this? Because now that gambling's a part of our world,
oh,
whatever sport they can turn professional, they're going to do it.
Yeah.
This is what we're watching right now. There's a renaissance happening.
I don't know if they're going to make the kind of money this lady down at Texas Tech is getting, though.
Well,
I mean, and they're saying, well, she's going to be. Well, the big question this week was whether or not if she was going to transfer, if some other school was going to weigh more money under her nose to come up. And she said, no, she's going to stay at Texas Tech. I like the money here just fine.
Okay. I'm also going to talk a little Atlanta United coming up here. But we have a guy who's going to join us at 9:40. Jackson Buchanan.
Yep.
Now, there was a number of Georgia golfers that were trying to qualify for the U.S. Open. Jackson from Decatur made it.
Yep.
And he's going to join us coming up at 9:40 this morning and talk about, you know, what his world has been like ascending in the world of golf and then making this.
And this is going to be his professional debut.
Yeah. Making this jump and being a part
on
of this.
On the first tee. From the, you know, that's the thing. That's
when
the
you
moment.
Hear that, yeah.
That's the moment that makes it real, isn't it? You can go out there on the practice tees and hit ball. Everybody hits them straight. But right. When you get between the ropes and that guy gets up there and introduces you, man. Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody's on the side. This is my first time, so you might want to turn.
I can't wait to ask him about that because, yeah. I mean, it's something you worked for and you lived for. But when the moment comes, you know, you do that, there's nothing else like it. And so we're going to get a chance to talk with him.
All right. I'm
excited.
Going to bring Noel in, too. Got Noel's World join us. Got a fresh casting call, money flying through the air. But I believe it is time for our stories of the week.
It's time for Sam and Greg's story of the week.
Could be sports.
Grapefruit League activity.
Could be news.
Could be entertainment.
This is our first time on the VMAs.
It could be, well, anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Sam and Greg's story of the week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here's Sam and Greg.
All right, Mr. Crenshaw, I'm going to ask you to go first this time.
You go first?
Yeah, please.
Okay, I'm getting ready to talk NASCAR, but what I got has something to do with NASCAR because a place that we're all familiar with, we love to go to, got a new name this week. Atlanta Motor Speedway is now called Echo Park Speedway. It was a press conference this week. I think even the governor was out there. I mean, well, that means money coming
in. The governor.
The governor's there. There's some money coming in. It's a 7-year deal, multi-million dollars, to put a new name on Atlanta Motor Speedway. I think a 7-year contract. Echo Park, for people who don't know, is like CarMax. It's where you get, you know, previously owned vehicles. And so that will be the name that will be there just in time for the race that's coming up later on this month. That will be the first part of the Turner broadcast of the in-season tournament.
Yeah.
And the winner, in addition to getting a great trophy, will also get a nearly new Echo Park Silverado. Of course you're going to replace
yeah,
that, right?
Yeah,
right?
Get a car.
That's what you're going to get. But, that's new, big new, a lot of signage that will be new when people go down to the track here in several weeks. One thing that hasn't changed, Brandon Hutchinson, and he'll join us next week.
Yeah. Shout out to Brandon.
Yeah.
All right. I had a week that took me back to my father, and he was top of mind all week long. He was one of the reasons I had to go up there.
And I thought about him because of what yesterday was.
Well, I'm gonna get to that because it wasn't so much about his birthday, and D-Day was yesterday, and we talked about that if you listen to this show on a regular basis. But yeah, June 3rd was his birthday. Yesterday was the 81st anniversary of D-Day, and all of that put into a blender, and then what I've been going through the last few years, you know, went up to Chicago and just kind of walked around. Got emotional, laughed, did all kinds of stuff, got some Chicago pizza, got some hot dogs, got some bratwurst, listened to a lot of people that talk like this. How you doing, pal? But my first night there. Are you guys, I know Noel did. Did you watch The Sopranos at all?
Some.
I had a scene literally happen from that. There was a scene where Christopher, early on, was sent to go pick up some pastries for the guys and bring them back. I don't know if you remember that scene. And he ended up shooting that dude in the foot in The Sopranos. Okay, well, if you saw it, you know what I'm talking about.
All right.
But they tell Christopher, you know, the youngest one of his crew, go bring this, you know, back for us. So we're standing in line at this place that I have seen my entire life. It's called Johnny's. And it's on North Avenue. And I would never cross North Avenue when I was a kid. You just didn't do that. If you know about big cities up north, there's certain streets you don't cross unless you look like them folks across the street.
Yep.
I never did that. But I would, once in a while, if I felt adventurous, I would run over there and I'd get an Italian ice and get back on my bike and cross the street real quick. Well, we went up there because it's all changed. That's not the case anymore. And so we're standing there because now there's a line to get into this hot dog joint and get these Italian ice. a gentleman in front of us who I best describe as looking like Don Rickles. A little old, kind of toward the end of his life, but still Don Rickles-like. And he turns and he says to us while we're in line, "Hey, you guys know anything about flip phones?" And me and Chuck look at each other, and his son's with us. And he goes, "Well, what do you need?" And he goes, "Well, he's trying to get this phone to get off of vibrate because he wants it to ring. Because he tells us he's on dialysis and he's waiting to find out about a kidney."
Okay. Right?
And the government gave him this phone. The state gave him this phone. And we're trying to fumble and bumble with this thing. And my friend Raymond, now this is how detached I've been from Chicago, because I would have noticed this right away. But my friend starts telling his son, "You better fix this phone. You better fix this phone for this guy." And I later on asked him why he thought that. He goes, "Because I knew that the dude was, he had family members. Let's just put it that way."
Okay.
The pinky ring, he had the $10,000 watch on, but he was trying to look like dialing it back. But anyway, he realized that this dude was connected with, I'm trying to choose my words here. He was basically in there bringing food back to the boys, because when he got up to the counter, he ordered 15 sandwiches and like 5 or 6 plates of peppers and sausage.
Ooh.
And he was bringing that, so he was making a run for the guys.
Yeah.
And the whole time he's making this order, Trevor, his name, he's working on his phone and he couldn't fix it for him. But the guy goes to pay for it and he reaches in to get a card and he says, "No, we don't take cards. You know, you got to pay cash here." "I'm rich." And he went into this whole diatribe about how rich he is and so on and so forth. "And I'm going to come back. I'm going to take care of this joint. How can you turn me away? We've been coming." Oh, it was epic.
Wow.
Watching this happen.
Wow.
But it was like a scene from The Sopranos. And then after he went into his big diatribe, he liked us because Trevor's trying to fix his phone. And he says, "I'm sorry, sir. I couldn't do it." He goes, "That's all right, pal. I'll take care of you next time I see you." And he walked out because he had to go to the ATM machine. I thought, I ain't been here 5 hours. And this is what happens to me. But God bless all of my friends and the people that came up with me and I saw last week that helped me get through these last few years, just mentally.
Yeah.
It was great. And I want to thank Tracy and my wife for letting me go up there.
Yeah.
Not letting me. You know, she was supportive in me doing what I needed to do. So love you, sweetie, and thank you. And Jesse, too. Having said that, we're going to talk racing next. It is Adam Alexander. He's going to join us. We're going to talk about events up in Michigan, but him bouncing back and forth between the CW and Prime. That is all coming up, and we're going to talk Braves before the end of this hour. Sam and Greg getting started on a Saturday morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It's Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 7th day of June. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. I thought of Adam Alexander last week.
Yep.
I went downtown, just driving around and seeing what it looked like. I hadn't seen Michigan Avenue in a minute, but I went by and through the area where they set up the track for the Chicago race.
Yep.
And thought to myself, okay, I'd like to be in this building to watch this and in this building. And hopefully there'll be no rain this year. But, Adam, I did think of you last week. I went home and took care of some stuff. But we can talk about the Chicago race another time. You are up in Michigan, and it's just, I don't know. It's been an interesting season so far, wouldn't you say?
Oh, it's been an interesting season, and I believe the fun is just getting started because, you look for the last five races, we've had a first-time winner, and so that playoff field is starting to get fat, over half the spots are filled, and we're going to some tracks where, you could see some surprise winners. And so as we go throughout the summer, you talk about Chicago, you talk about Sonoma, some of these races coming up, Mexico City next week. Really even Michigan this weekend, Pocono in a couple of weeks. There's a lot of tracks where you can get some drivers that maybe you didn't have penciled in. And so we're going to have a lot to talk about as the summer goes along, and I'm excited about it. So many good storylines.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline on this Saturday morning, folks, just an hour before he goes to work. He's spending some time with us, Adam Alexander, and he is social. You can always find him at Adam1Alexander. You got practice earlier in just an hour on Prime. Of course, you got the race call on Prime. Been watching it. The reviews have been fantastic for you. Congratulations on that. Thoughts about how it's been going? Some people are saying some of the older fans are a little upset because they're used to having on where they're used to having it. And so you have it. But one thing that people love, though, is the post-race. People are really excited about the post-race coverage that you have. Thoughts about how it's rolled out so far for you, Adam?
So far, it's been really positive. And I know there's always going to be challenges anytime you do something new. And we've talked in the past about streaming coming to NASCAR, and this is the first time it's happened. And so, that's obviously something that you have to consider. And I feel like that everyone at Prime's done a really good job of educating fans on how to get where you need to be to watch it. And so many people have a Prime account and don't even realize that they have a Prime account. And so watching it is easier than they maybe even could have imagined. The numbers have been good and very positive, and so a lot of people are finding it. But the coverage itself has been so cool to be a part of, and I really enjoyed the time in the booth with Dale Jr. and Steve Letarte. We're just having a great time, and it's been a very loose atmosphere, which I enjoy. And you talked about the post-race coverage, really unprecedented when you consider how long we're able to stay on. Because we're streaming, we don't have another program to get to. So our post-race coverage is kind of like, we just cover it until we've told all the stories, and then we say goodbye. And and I say we, but it's not me. I kind of finished there at the checkered flag, but Danielle Trotta and Corey LaJoie and Carl Edwards are doing a great job, and drivers are coming over and embracing it. And that's what's been really neat, is just to see the NASCAR community jump on board and get behind our coverage, and just real proud to be a part of it.
You know what's cool about him? This is why this dude is living right. Because at the end of the day, he can talk to family members, and tell them, yeah, I work at a place where I get to talk racing with Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everybody can go sit over there.
Yeah,
this is what
right,
I do.
Right.
Adam, you got to be sometimes pinching yourself, right, when you look, think about where you've been, the journey, and where you sit right now.
There's no question about that. And it's amazing to me, and I was talking to someone about this last night. I started doing NASCAR races with MRN Radio. I did a couple of truck races in the fall of 2000. But I really started covering the sport on a more regular basis in 2001. So this is, you know, year 25 for me, full-time in the sport. And I am blown away by the fact that I've been able to hang around as long as I have and to go through the growth and the people that I've been able to meet and be around and the careers that I've been able to watch begin and end, really. You know, there's some drivers that have come along, started, and wrapped their career in that time frame. So I really got to watch them wire to wire. And then you see some of the young guys that are coming along now and the relationships you've been able to build. And, you know, I think about the approach that Fox had in bringing, you know, drivers to the booth and some of the analysts that I've been able to share time with. And through that, you know, the friendships that I've made and just across the board. And, you know, now working with Dale Jr. and everything that the Earnhardt family has meant to the history of NASCAR, it's been amazing. I've been incredibly blessed to be a part of this. And you know what? We were spending some time together this morning. We do these pace car rides Saturday morning every week. The NASCAR opens the track up for us to go out and see things. And just doing that is, you know, they're memories that you make and you can take forever. And, I'm just real happy to be a part of it.
Yep, fantastic. This week, Michigan. Last week, Nashville. Ryan Blaney gets the win. I want to talk about two guys that didn't win but had good runs. Carson Hocevar, who seems to be, you know, every week it seems like he rubs somebody the wrong way, but he got a second-place finish. And then somebody we haven't talked about much this week, Bubba Wallace, who I think drove the wheels off that thing last week. Talk about those two guys and their finishes up at Nashville.
I'll start with Carson Hocevar, and I really believe this guy's got a chance to win real soon, could even be this weekend. You know, this is his home track. He grew up 90 minutes from here in Portage. He's just been dialed in, really, when you look at the last couple of months, and they're getting closer and closer. Organizationally, Spire's taken some great steps this year, but Carson is someone who's incredibly talented, and when you look at all the storylines, you look at the types of tracks where he's been good, you look at Michigan, you just feel like today could be a day that, or this weekend rather, could be a weekend that really sets up for him to go out and get that first career victory. And what he did last week was very impressive because they have been qualifying good this year, and then the latter part of the race hasn't gone well for him. Last week they didn't qualify great, started 26th, and he drives to the field, and he's right there at the end and was actually gaining on Blaney on that final run. So I'm really, really impressed with Hocevar. I know he had a run-in with Ricky Stenhouse Jr., yep, and that's dominated headlines this week. Mm-hmm. But I feel like he's taken some steps to clean that up. And he's found a real nice balance of, I don't want to make drivers mad, but I also want to win, and I want to take the next step in my career. And I feel like for a young guy, that's really hard to do, to find that balance. And I'm impressed with how he's navigated all the uncharted waters that have come his way. And, you know, it's self-induced. I don't want to make it into like he's been the victim of something, because he stepped in it a few times, but he's working hard to find his way in that regard. And then you mentioned Bubba Wallace. You know, that team, off to this great start, had this huge advantage over the cut line, and then boom, the bottom starts falling out. Three consecutive finishes outside the top 30, and you're like, what's wrong? And the margin for error had started to drift. And then last week early, he gets a speeding penalty, and you're like, oh my gosh, where are we going to go from here? And he hustled that thing and fought his way back to a top 10 finish. He's created some comfort now above that playoff cut line. And we're coming to a track that's been good to him. Michigan's been good to Bubba. You want a truck race here. So I feel really good about where they are right now.
Adam Alexander joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I was going to ask you about the track. We talk about other tracks and their uniqueness. What are the challenges, pluses or minuses, for this Michigan track?
Restarts are big here, and that's going to be something we talk a lot about, because you have got to go get it on restarts. And it is absolutely the land of opportunity. This track is big and wide. It's fast. You have to have speed. But there is something about these restarts here that you have to understand, you know, the right lane. Lane selection is going to be big on restarts. And then making the move at the right time. The draft plays a big role. So there's a lot that goes into being successful here. This is a driver's racetrack. Drivers can make a difference. They have options. Drivers love it, too. I mean, this is a place that you just see drivers come here, and they've got that big smile on their face. And this place is challenging, but you have options not just as drivers, but on the crew chief side. I mean, strategy is big here, too, because fuel mileage is a thing. You can do two tires. This track is still very smooth, even though it hasn't been repaved in a number of years. So there's a whole lot that goes into this race, both from the crew chief side and the driver's side, and the racing here can be very, very competitive and fun. So we look forward to it. This is a unique place. No other two-mile venues on the circuit. We used to have Fontana, California, that was kind of a sister track to Michigan, but we obviously don't go there anymore. So this is a track that checks a lot of boxes of what you need to be successful.
Before we let you go, have you allowed yourself to look ahead to next week? Because you don't have a race on CW today, but next week you will have Xfinity. You're going to do all of it next week? How do you prepare yourself for Mexico? It's going to be historic, a cup race outside of the United States. Have you allowed yourself to? I mean, you got work today. You're going on the air here in less than an hour. But have you allowed yourself to look at all the stuff that's coming up for you next week?
Well, I got to be honest, Sam. I think we all know, and it's cliche to say take it one day at a time. But I have really, really had a lot of self-talks with myself about that and living that way recently just because there is so much going on. And so that has been my approach. But there's no question that next week's going to be busy, and the next 7 weeks after this weekend, I will have, you know, two races a weekend with Xfinity on CW and the Cup stuff on Prime Video now and then eventually TNT. So it's going to be crazy, but all that's been handled really well by everyone behind the scenes and making sure that I'm where I need to be and managing that correctly. And, you know, it all starts next week at Mexico City with those double dip weekends. And I'm excited about that just because that's a unique track. It's a fun road course. I feel like the fans will be out in the atmosphere will be good, and you know, it's tough doing two races, but I would also say it's nice, especially next weekend, going to a track you've never been to that's so unique in it being a road course, that you get some reps on Saturday to be prepared for Sunday, so I'll look forward to that.
Yeah, and it ain't heavy lifting, so he'll be all right.
You'll be all right?
It ain't
just surround yourself with good people, right, Greg?
There you go,
let Sam carry the load, you know?
I'll be honest with you. We're a little jealous. We're just a little jealous, but you earned it, and we can't thank you enough, as always, for joining
us,
man.
History in the making.
Yes,
history,
sir.
In the making.
Travel safely, and we look forward to talking to you in a few weeks.
Hey, thank you, guys. I appreciate you having me.
There you go.
All right.
Adam Alexander. See, I didn't even bring it up. I didn't tell him to be safe going down there to Mexico. I left it alone this time.
He's going
to
be good down there.
All right.
That's great. I ain't worried about him.
I'm worried about them other folks. So, all right, coming up, we are going to talk Braves. Remember, top of the hour, this is what we do. We turn things over to this man over here. As Adam just said, let Mr. Crenshaw carry top of the second hour of our show because we find out what's going on locally. But we've got two special guests coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Karen Pestana getting us set for finals today, featuring Coco Golf with the women's. And then tomorrow, the men's final, not featuring you-know-who. I couldn't be happier about that. But also, we got a local golfer who is going to be a part of the U.S. Open. He qualified. No. I got so many questions for this guy. Jackson Buchanan will be joining us coming up at 9:40. It's Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. The only positive thing when you think about San Francisco right now, may he rest in peace, Mr. Tony Bennett, because them Giants are handing it to the Braves. In fact, everything they've done since they went west of the Mississippi on this trip, it's not turned out.
But that's just it, though. I mean, that's been the tough part. This team really needed to land someplace to kind of recover, especially after what happened the last game against the D-backs, man. I mean, that 7-run, you know, just implosion. Mm-hmm. And it just leaves us all like, you know, where are we right now? You know, I've never been a hurry-up football person. I've never been a hurry-up football person.
Meaning when you say hurry-up football person?
A lot of people right now with the team going through OTAs are hurry-up. I wish they were playing tomorrow. No, I don't. I've never been a hurry-up football person because we've had good baseball here in town. Mm-hmm. You know, since Atlanta United came, they've been good. You know, we had good.
I see what you're getting at.
You know what I mean? We've had good soccer. Our soccer's been competitive. We come into the seasons thinking that our baseball team is going to be competitive. We have the All-Star game coming up, which we don't know who on this team will make the All-Star team. And then we have, you know, soccer, which we spent money on this team. We're supposed to be one of the teams competing for MLS Cup. And, you know, we went to the Temple of Doom last week with the Red Bulls, and we're going to see if they can recover. But, I mean, that's – I'm about to that point where hurry up football, you know, because
well, you got the French Open,
you know, that's happening. I'm talking about the stuff happening here in town, you know, because my goodness, man, and the Braves are now 12 games back.
Yeah,
12 games back, and they went into a buzzsaw against the San Francisco team that's 2 games back of the Dodgers right now. I mean, you going out west, you facing some tough competition, and you know, what do you say? The one good thing I can say about last night's game. Craig Kimbrell returned, and he gave us one good inning. He pitched a score.
I'm not laughing at that.
This bullpen needs something positive, man.
Okay, well,
this bullpen needs something positive.
They went and got him. Yep. And listen, I'm just remembering my conversation.
You can't roll it back 11 years to the last time he was in a Braves uniform.
No,
it's
you
been
can't.
A minute.
You
and he can stand out there and get that little pole with the arm hanging out there.
That's what I'm laughing at.
But I don't know if that. You know, that doesn't strike the fear in the hearts of some folks like it used to. But at least he made it through last night and made it through an inning. That was a positive. But you come up and you give up a crooked number in the very first inning, and that's when you get in trouble. Your starter goes out there and gives up 3 runs in the first inning, and now you're trying to claw your way back, you know, on the road against a team that has been playing some good baseball. Giants have been playing good baseball, and so you got a 5-2. And the way you lose it, a wild pitch, Greg.
Yeah.
A wild pitch.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah. They're professionals. That happens. What you want? What are you expecting to see? We just turned the calendar to June. You know they're bringing back some stars. We haven't seen that Spencer Strider yet. We haven't seen that.
Are we going to see that Spencer Strider?
Well, that's a good question. I don't have an answer for that. We will see. We can revisit my thought, but you know whether it's him or another, great. But look, they had to go out and get Kimbrel. But I'm not going to make any sort of declaration right now about what I think this team will be because there's still a lot of chance for not only them to turn the corner, but there's also a chance for the Mets and Philadelphia. I'm not even thinking about Washington right now, unfortunately, but I know they're ahead of them. But for them to come back to the pack, there are a number of scenarios that could happen. So let's just wait and see how this plays out. One of the things that you said, though, when you talk about going out and getting well on a team, you can't do that in Major League Baseball. You just can't rely on it. We've seen this ad nauseum year after year after year. A team is playing a certain kind of way. They says, oh, we're going to be playing this team this upcoming weekend or this next series, and we're going to sweep them or we're going to take the series easily. And it doesn't happen. This past week, I was getting calls from my lovely wife, reminded me that the Tigers, best team in baseball, were playing the White Sox, right? Yeah. And what happened? Sox took 2 out of 3. I left that alone.
They're playing the Cubs this week.
And they're playing the Cubs right now. But my point is that those teams that you feel like you should go and slap around, whether you take them for granted or just the way the weather is working out for them, you lose your focus. And in a 162-game season, that happens from time to time. So I'm not walking into traffic in June 7th about what's going on in San Francisco right now, just like I wasn't a few weeks ago when the Padres came to town and reminded them how good they're playing.
That people think this team is time for this team to hear a new voice.
Well, you know, that could be a thing.
There's some people who think that maybe some things, the way this team has been done, is and you know what? You got to have the right folk in your clubhouse.
Well, see, this in your gets locker back room, to something that we talked about, you know a what lack I mean? Of a leader.
Well,
you can say there ain't, but there ain't. Go ahead.
We bring back Freddy Gonzalez.
Okay.
Okay, we are coaching this team.
Right.
To me, you know, you're trying to get into your very successful past. You know what I mean? To me, that's what you're trying to say. It's got to be in here somewhere, somebody that can shake this up and revive what's been there. And can you revive it? You know, and that's doing things the Braves way, the Bobby Cox, John Schuerholz way. You want to still hang on to that. Fans still hope that you can hang on to some of that. Some of the players we see still come around the team make us hope that it can rub off on this particular team. Maybe you got to have the right type of folk in your clubhouse to respond to that. Do we have the right folks who respond to that? I think some of the people who responded to that, the people who got a chance to be around Bobby, you know, or your folks like your Freddie Freeman, your Dansby Swanson, they're gone.
We talked about
that. I'm just saying as far as having the type of influence. By the way, them dudes may be back here to play in the All-Star game. How about that?
Yeah.
Also, Max Fried, who's blowing the doors off. He'll be back here for the All-Star game. So I guess we'll see the Braves. They'll just be playing with a uniform. They'll be here playing for the All-Star game, right? But I'm just saying, some people, and it's been debated ad nauseum this week, here on this station, and a lot of you, our listeners, have called in and said how you feel about it.
What's been the majority of what you've heard?
A lot of people feel like this team is ready to hear a new voice.
I believe so, too.
You know, as far as Brian Snicker. But how do you go about doing that if you still feel like you have, you know, like you talk about, there's still a lot of baseball to be played.
Right.
How do you do something in a way that shakes this team up in a way that it comes out positive and then you go and play like the team you wanted to play? Or do you do it and then things just totally implode? So that's the other way that this can go.
There's no answer to any of what you just said. There is no right way. And the other part of that is, if they want another voice, is it the right voice? You can get another voice, but is it the right voice? And then what's the other thing that you said that got me thinking? Oh, I'll tell you. I'm going to revisit this, and it's not an I told you so much, but I told you when this happened that there was going to be an effect. And this is what I absolutely believe. That locker room changed when Ron Washington went to L.A. Ron Washington was that last, if you want to say a voice from that previous regime, or just the ultimate baseball man that as soon as he walked into a room, commanded respect. That was Ron Washington, and he gone. And I think in tandem with Brian Snicker, that worked well.
Yeah.
But now that he lost his, you know, it's like Dean and Jerry breaking up or whatever comedy team you want to think about. That voice that wasn't so much authoritarian, but one that was, well, it was authoritarian without having, the, you know, the title. It was, it, you know, it was, it's an indescribable trait that he had.
Yeah.
He worked with him. He made sure that they came to his little things that he did prepping them before the game. So for me, that's the X factor, that when he left, that, that
some
leader,
of that left with him.
Yeah. And with Freddie being gone, I still say to you, who took over that man? Who was in the locker room? Who was on the bench? Because we heard how that thing played out with
Well, last year, it was a little bit of it, I think, was Travis d'Arnaud. But now he's
yes,
gone.
Yes, he's
you
gone.
You know what I mean?
The situation in the outfield. Kelnick, was it, who didn't run the play out?
Yep.
All right. And when that happened and wasn't addressed like we all have seen addressed in the past, and then Acuna, who's on the sideline, says, if that was me, I'd have been taken out of the game, blah, 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 and how that all blew up. That doesn't happen with a Freddie on the team or a Ron Washington. So we can say what we want about Brian Simpkins. Well, we love him, but I think he had lieutenants that are no longer there.
Would that not happen?
Pardon?
Would that not happen? Would some of Acuna not have said that? I mean, that's the other thing we talk about, doing things.
Well, no,
would not have happened. Acuna wouldn't have responded on social media the way he did. I think that happens regardless either way.
No, I'm saying those two people that we mentioned that were the leaders, or if you want to call them pseudo lieutenants for Brian Snitker. See, he didn't have to worry about that for a while because he had a guy on the team, a player that everybody respected, and then you had this coach. Those two are now gone, and then that Travis d'Arnaud, the catcher, is gone. That catcher position is key to a team.
Yep.
And for him to be gone, an all-star. I'm just saying, there's a lot of situations you can point to with this team and say, collectively, they've had an effect on this team overall. Now, you can also say, that ain't an effect of Chris Sale. He's doing his job.
But they need to get some runs for him sometime when he's out there.
There are players out there still performing, but it's just an overall – we've been spoiled. We've been spoiled here, and it's not the case. It's the same way it was – for Atlanta United fans, those few years after the title. What's going on? How come you guys ain't playing like you did? Team sports, man. You can't. There's magic that happens, and you can't just go out and grab it and put it back in a bottle. It happens, and it's one of those indescribable things.
We can see. Bryce Elder gets the ball today for the second game of this series with the Giants. But to go 10 innings and have it lose it the way they had that's – that's tough for this team, who's just looking for some good things and just to get some wins. And this team is slumping now, 12 games back. I mean, not where you want it to be. Like you said, the calendar just turned to June. But, you know, you want to see some things pay off. You want to see the team get some good, solid starting pitching. They were getting that for a time.
Right.
They were getting solid starts. The bullpen, just some problems out there. And, you know, just giving up those runs earlier last night put them in a rough spot.
If we can agree that Chris Sale – will make the All-Star team.
I believe so.
Who else would you say has a possibility?
Wow. When we start voting here, unless we're going to stuff the ballot box. Atlanta fans stuff the ballot box for somebody, you know, and I don't know who that might be.
And they're going to ask Snitker, too, to be a part of the coaching staff, too, because it's home team, right? So he got to go out there and stand, too. Usually the manager of the host city is a part of the staff, is a part of the All-Star game staff, whoever that manages, who's the manager. Is it going to be Dave Roberts? Yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
It'll be Dave Roberts. So he'll choose Brian Snitker. He's got, you know, it's a home team, man.
Who would he put in the home run derby? Yeah. I don't know if he would put anybody in the home run derby.
Austin? You know?
Yeah.
That would be about it I can think of.
It's a hard question.
Yeah.
It's a hard question to ask, and you know, I think
the question is who's going to participate in those other teams that we think should participate. Is Judge going to be there? Is Ohtani going to be there? Is, you know, these other big names going to participate?
That's fine. But you're in Atlanta, man.
We want
our team is going to be there. So that's, I don't know. That's the thing we watch for. But the main thing we want to see this team is get some wins and turn some things around because, you know, it's been difficult to watch. And sometimes you think going on the road can be a good thing. Let's go on the road. Let's regroup on the road. That's going to get better. But you're going to face some tough teams. I mean, you've been home. You were home up until Thursday, you know, and you came in and had a Boston team that you thought you should have, you know, got well on, should have pushed around. You figured the D-backs were going to be difficult. But to lose that third game Thursday, that 11-10.
I know, but say it out loud.
Whoa.
Five-game losing streak. This team, did you see that happening at any point in the season?
Yeah.
At least coming out of the chute. And then the way they did come out, you go, oh, okay, well, yeah. It's just
they managed
one of those.
To get, they managed to fight their way and claw their way to 500 and say, okay, mm-hmm. here we come. You know, here we are. You know, it's going to be good. And, man, you know, we just get some things turned around. We got that. And after San Francisco, we go to Milwaukee. So
they got to figure out how to stop creating one-run losses. And yeah. then maybe we can move forward in this season because that businessman special was a hard watch.
That was.
To just watch of one finger after another lose a grip on the cliff until 11-10.
She's painted a wonderful picture.
Isn't she?
That was beautiful. Yeah. And we didn't even get a good morning.
Good morning!
Yeah, you get that.
Yeah, I had to mention that because that's what's killing me about this season. It's not that they're not good. They're clearly not good enough because every loss is 1-2, 2-3, 6-5, 10-11. It's one run. And last night we went into extra innings and what we lose by? What we lose by, everybody?
One run.
They piling up. This ain't soccer. You don't get no points. We're coming in close. y'all got to figure out something. Put it all together. Woo. We need the pitching, the bats, and the bullpen to work together as a unit for a period of time. Can we please get that brace? Can y'all win some series? String some wins together. 2 of 3.
That's what we need.
The question is, are you cool with the way this team is presently constructed?
No, but I knew that going in here. I said in the offseason that the NL is a money race, and we didn't join the money race. So this, it looks like what it looks like. Now, whether, you know, we needed a kind of a show-and-tell Missouri, you know, prove-it state situation to see that we got to go out there and maybe spend a little bit more cheddar, I don't know. But I feel like this is a visual representation of the NL when you don't spend the money.
Washington ain't spent no money. Braves looking up at them.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they're looking up at them too, but, you know, they're not going to go very far either.
But they spent the money out west, and mm-hmm. it is very much reflected. And of course, we know what the Mets have spent, right?
Yeah.
And Philly.
Yeah.
So and the Brewers. And, I mean, they, you know.
The craziest part about all this that makes you want to walk into traffic is the Marlins are literally just 3 games behind the Braves.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you want to get things corrected because you're coming up on a bunch of games against the Mets. Yeah. You're coming up on a bunch of series against the Mets and Phillies coming up. So whatever it is you need to get tweaked and corrected, you want to get it turned around and get it going in the right direction before you face these guys in a couple of weeks.
Shout out to those walking around Decula with their chest puffed out for their native son, Jackson Buchanan. He is qualified for the U.S. Open, and we are going to speak to him coming up in the 9 o'clock hour along with Karen Pestana from Tennis Panorama. We got two finals. The next couple of days, the women's today, men's tomorrow at the French Open. Get her perspective on that. But up next, as always, turn things over to this guy here to my left. Mr. Crenshaw is going to let you know what's going on locally. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.